Simon & Schuster Audio presents Blood Moon, an American epic of war and splendor in the Cherokee Nation. By John Sedgwick. Read by Fred Sanders. For Rana, and for Logan and Kyla of the next generation. Come to the window, sweet is the night air. Matthew Arnold. Thousands of Europeans are Indians, and we have no examples of even one of those Aborigines having from choice become Europeans. J. Hector St. John de Crèvecoeur, Letters from an American Farmer, 1782. One does not become enlightened by imagining figures of light, but by making the darkness conscious. Carl Jung, Alchemical Studies, circa 1929. A note on the title. A blood moon is a rare form of lunar eclipse. For the Cherokee, any vanishing from the night sky was troubling, as it threw their cosmos out of order. A blood moon was especially terrifying, since the moon did not disappear, but turned blood red. Meteorologists now see that a blood moon is actually lit by an unusual sunset glow picked up from the Earth's atmosphere as the sunlight brushes past. But the Cherokee considered the sight an ill portent. The moon was red with rage over what lay below. Introduction. This is the last big surprise of the Civil War. It was fought not just by the whites of the North and South, and by the blacks who mostly came in after emancipation. It was fought by Indians, as many as 30,000 of them, from the Seneca and Shawnee of the Northeast to the Creeks and Seminoles in the Southwest, 19 tribes altogether. They fought at Second Bull Run, Antietam, Wilderness, Spotsylvania, and Petersburg in the East. But most of their battles were fought west of the Mississippi, beyond the range of the Eastern newspapers that covered the war. Note: I use the now somewhat antiquated word Indians because it was universally accepted by the country's indigenous people and everyone else.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?